WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Two new movies by young filmmakers deal with a complex set of emotions stirred up by college life. Douglas Tairola's A Reason to Believe looks at what happens when a woman is raped at a frat party. And Noah Baumbach's Kicking and Screaming is a comedy about four college friends feeling stranded after graduation. Guest film critic Steve Weinberg has this review.
As a professor, I always go to college movies hoping for some of the freshness I see in my students, and I'm almost always disappointed. Cop movies can replicate the feel of a real precinct, but filmmakers rarely get the ambiance of a university campus right. And when college kids blur into cliches, they're harder to take than poorly drawn characters in other movies. Callow heroes use up your patience fast. But two new movies by young, first-time-out writer-directors strike authentic chords. 27-year-old Douglas Tairola's A Reason to Believe and 25-year-old Noah Baumbach's Kicking and Screaming. A Reason to Believe is the more serious of the two. It's also less polished, and its modest, unarranged look is a plus given its subject matter, acquaintance rape. Tairola works with his cast of unknowns to get directly at emotions that social problem movies generally skirt or simplify. His staging is sometimes awkward, and there are some terrible position paper scenes in which a poli-sci prof stands in for the director, lecturing on the role of education in affecting social change. Yet the film isn't doctrinaire. You're grateful for the way Tairola feels his way through the complexity of the issue. Allison Smith plays the undergraduate who gets drunk at a frat party while her boyfriend is away and is raped by one of his friends, Jay Underwood. No one believes her story, except the campus women's group that's anxious to use her experience to shut down the Greek system they abhor. Smith is terrific as a woman caught between the closed brotherhood politics of the fraternity and the militant sisterhood politics of the women's group, neither of which Tairola has much use for. And Underwood does some startling things with the role of the rapist, whose anger and confusion humanize him. The accomplished style of Kicking and Screaming is as much a virtue as the lack of style is in A Reason to Believe. Kicking and Screaming is an immensely entertaining comedy of manners about a group of college buddies terrified to make the leap into postgraduate life. Noah Baumbach has a wonderful ear for undergraduate rituals, which he treats with affection for their unabashed silliness, the way Barry Levinson treated the holdover high school rituals of the guys in Diner.
Can you name me eight movies where monkeys play a key role?
Dick!
Going Ape. Monkeys. Mighty Joe Young.
For Monkey all of our sakes, I hope nobody
Monkey Trouble.
This.
You know, in a few hours...
King Kong. The other King Kong.
8 hours ago, I was Max Belmont, English major, college senior.
A femme monkey.
Now, I am Max Belmont, who does not.
Never what are you talking
again?
About?
Monkeys,
what do I
Ted
do?
And Alice.
I do nothing. All my accomplishments are in the past.
Monkeys.
Okay. Monkeys is a stupid subject.
Yeah, monkeys is a stupid. Monkeys is stupid. Subject.
Yeah. How about name me six empiricist philosophers?
Okay, Hume.
Ding!
For Christ's sake,
Hume,
can it, Skippy? How about worst case scenarios after graduation?
Ding. Heart attack.
Ding. I live in Milwaukee.
Baumbach also has a remarkable touch with actors. There isn't a bum performance in the large cast, which features Josh Hamilton, Carlos Jacot, Jason Wiles, and the uproariously surly Chris Eigeman as the four pals. As the sad sack whose girlfriend, Olivia Dabo, ships off for Prague, leaving him at baffled loose ends, Hamilton is amazing. When Kicking and Screaming changes tones near the end, it's Hamilton's shambling sensitivity that makes the shift into sadness work. The movie's a lark that plays on in your head afterwards, like a melancholy tune on the jukebox you didn't know even registered.
Steve Weinberg contributes to the Boston Phoenix and the Threepenny Review. He teaches theater at College of the Holy Cross.